be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew.
Glory to you, O Lord.
At that time, Jesus exclaimed, I give praise to you, Father, Lord of heaven and earth, for although you have hidden these things from the wise and the learned, you have revealed them to the little ones. Yes, Father, such has been your gracious will. All things have been handed over to me by my Father. No one knows the Son except the Father, and no one knows the Father except the Son, and anyone to whom the Son wishes to reveal him. Come to me, all you who labor and are burdened, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am meek and humble of heart, and you will find rest for yourselves. For my yoke is easy and my burden light. The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
St. Paul, our reading today gives us quite a challenge to live in the Spirit, to be a people of the Spirit, because we know that it's in the Spirit that we can, you know, find salvation. That if we focus too much on worldly things, we know that they don't offer us too much. But the more and more we focus on Christ, the more and more we spend time with him in prayer and invite his Spirit into our hearts and into our minds, the more we know Christ, the more we can become Christ-like in this world. But again, we have to live in the Spirit. And that's difficult. Remember, we were reborn in the Spirit by virtue of our baptism. We were baptized in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. Therefore, we have been born in the Spirit. And it's a beautiful reminder for us to ponder that this coming week. But again, it can be difficult to understand that. If we look at the third chapter of John's Gospel, we see Nicodemus didn't get that. And now Nicodemus was a very, very, very intelligent man and a very well-respected man in the Jewish community. And I don't know if we've seen the TV or the series The Chosen. They do a very good job of depicting that scene of Nicodemus coming in the night to Christ. Christ saying, you must be born of the Spirit. And he goes, how? How can that happen? I can't be reborn. I've already been born. But it's by baptism. It's by receiving the Holy Spirit in baptism. And then being sealed with the Holy Spirit in confirmation that we're reminded the Spirit is with us. That we turn to him in the times when we desperately need Jesus to help us with our yoke. We hear the Jesus in our Gospel of Matthew today, my yoke is easy, my burden light. That whatever we are struggling with in our lives, whatever sin we might be struggling with, or whatever vice we may be struggling with, we invite Christ into that. We allow Christ to be our yoke. Because yokes were used to keep oxen in line, and it's been a long time since we've had oxen in Pasadena. When I preached this last night in St. Monica's, I said, we've never had oxen in Santa Monica. It's been a long time, so we don't always get that imagery. But our yoke is form-fitted around our neck. Christ is form-fitted to us so that he can help us carry our load, making our load so much easier. So again, whatever we're struggling with, or even whatever joys we want to bring to Christ, we bring it to him and allow him to carry it with us. We often forget Christ needed help carrying the cross. Simon of Cyrene was pulled from the crowd to help Jesus carry his cross. So we too, with our crosses, turn to Christ. Because as the prophets remind us, he came. God became man, so that we will be saved. But it's now the challenge for us to bring Christ into our hearts, to spend more time with him in prayer, to gaze upon him in the Eucharist, where he is truly present, body and blood, soul and divinity, whom we will receive in just a few moments. We place everything on that altar to be sacrificed.